This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. As summer winds down, many farmers are working to finish moving the last of their 24 old crop grain out of storage. But with market pressure mounting and prices slipping, it's becoming more difficult to find strong opportunities. The clock is ticking, and making most of what's left in the bin could make a big difference on the year's bottom line. Today, we're going to take a look at key strategies and signals to help farmers make informed decisions as they market the tail end of their 24 old crop. We'll hear from an ag economist coming up right after this.
I'm Scott Schulte, host of the Cow Guy Close on RFD TV, and I'm inviting you to the Summer Soy Series from the Iowa Soybean Association. We'll dig into trade, energy, policy, and the markets, and what they mean for your farm. I'll be your keynote speaker alongside a lineup of folks who truly understand agriculture. We're in Waverly August 26th, Holstein Atlantic on the 27th, and Sigourney in Nevada on the 28th. Register now at iasoybeans.com.
Ed Usset is an agricultural economist who closely tracks seasonal trends, offers insight into current market dynamics as well. He says we typically see some kind of rally between spring and summer, but so far, the usual signals just haven't shown up. That leaves farmers in a tough spot as they try to time those final sales.
Well, it's a hard one to watch as we continue to drift lower. I've been waiting for that spring-summer rally, something where I could get something done, and it pains me to realize that February was the high for this year. For corn, soybeans, and wheat, we had a rally in February, and I recall telling my colleagues at the University of Minnesota, who have a little bit of grain to sell from the research plots, and you don't sell in February. We don't get highs in February. We'll do better.
There's a growing belief among many market watchers that harvest basis levels may soften even if futures remain steady. Usset shares his thoughts on how farmers can prepare for that possibility.
We have to start thinking about selling the carry at harvest. We've got big carries in the corn market, big carries in the wheat market, and even big carries showing up in the soybean market. You know, the carry from November to July, the November contract, good grief, where is it? About $9.90 somewhere in there, $9.90 a bushel for November. It's 60 plus cents higher out to the July. That'll cover your interest costs easily and throw something else in there. It's not the most exciting trade in the world. If you sell the carry with a hedge to arrive in the July contract, or you call your broker and you sell the July, if the big rally of 2026 begins, you've sort of made your bed. On the other hand, maybe the big rally doesn't come, and maybe that's the best you can do.
Usset also weighs in on the role deferred contracts will soon play in marketing decisions. While some view them as a potential opportunity compared to harvest prices, he cautions that the risk involved may outweigh the reward in the current market environment.
You hear talk about deferred price contracts, I'm sure, coming up pretty soon. Elevators offering you that chance, and sometimes it works. I kind of look at the deferred price contract that is sort of the Hail Mary pass of grain marketing. It can have its moments, but too often we're disappointed by it.
With seasonal rallies falling short and basis levels under pressure, farmers are left navigating a tougher marketing environment for their remaining old crop. Deferred contracts may offer some flexibility, but they carry risks that may not pencil out. It's a critical time to sit down with your financial and crop marketing advisors to evaluate the best path forward to market the last of your 24 old crop. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.